The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
You know, right here, right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my fiancé. Okay, my fiance and his girlfriend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm engaged to a man that used to date one of my friends. Their history runs deep, and he's still tied to her in a lot of ways. They have property together, and they have a son together. He always told me that he couldn't see himself marrying her, and he wanted to be with me. I would always tell him that he's crossing the line by talking about her to me because I have been her friend for 20 years. But he and I started dating while he was still with her. She would complain about him not having sex with her anymore, and she said he was very distant. She said he was only with her for their son, and I would tell her that she should let him go because it's clear he doesn't want her. She would say that it's not that simple. He says the same thing. He said he's not having sex with her or doing anything with her to make her think that he still loves her, but he's staying at the house for his son. He and I dated for a year before he asked me to marry him. I have met his entire family, and they love me. He spends the night at my house often, and we are making plans to start over in a new city after we get married. He is still waiting for the right time to tell his girlfriend that he's with me. I told him that we should tell her as a couple, and we should do it after the holidays. I feel like, isn't that nice? I feel like she will end up hating me, but she can't because I didn't take her man. He pursued me. My pastor told me that there are no rules when two soulmates meet. My family thinks I'm a bad person for being with him, and they said our relationship won't last. Why wouldn't it last? Do you think I'd be making a big mistake if I stay with this man? Wow, you're really clueless, huh? Don't you know that you've crossed the line? You've been her so-called friend for 20 years. You have no idea what it means to be a real friend. You think because he pursued you and you didn't chase him, that makes it all right for you guys to be together? No, it doesn't. You may not have hijacked her man or taken him from her, as you say, but when he came after you, you did not say no. You did not say, that's my friend. You welcomed him with open arms. You didn't turn him down. And then now you're engaged? A friend wouldn't do that, and you still haven't told her, and you think it's okay to tell her as a couple. This is so foul and just so wrong. You take no accountability for what has happened. You have betrayed your friend. He's playing you. It's called having his cake and eating it too. And please know that there will never be a right time to tell this girl this. Never. She's not going to take this well, and she probably will whoop your behind, okay? I hope that answers your question about this being a big mistake. If you stay with this man again, she's gonna whip your behind, and yes, it will be a big mistake. Steve,
well, this is my favorite thing today so far. You know,
well, good.
Tired of dealing with the election, might well deal with some BS. Ain't nothing like some good old BS.
We got it for you.
Here's a fiance. Here's the one. The subject is my fiance and his girlfriend. Now, this lady is engaged to a man that used to date one of her friends. And they got history. They have property together. And they have a son together. You pretty much can't get no more connected than that. Y'all got a place to stay together, and y'all got a baby together. Well, damn it, what else is bigger than that? What? You got the two things that's going to hold you there. Somewhere to stay and a baby. He always told me he couldn't see himself marrying her, and he wanted to be with me. And I would always tell him, he's crossing the line by talking to me about her. Talking about her to me, because I have been her friend for 20 years. No, you ain't. Mm-mm. What is you talking about? You've been her friend for 20 years. Where you get that from? If you was her friend, we don't have no more letter. It would have ended with, I told him not to say nothing to me because you crossing the line because I've been her friend for 20 years. The letter would have been over if you were her friend. But he and I started dating while he was still with her. What? Wait a minute. Hold up, lady. Wait a minute. Help me. Help me. Because I'm struggling. I was trying to. Wait a minute. You told him he was crossing the line by talking about her to you. Because y'all have been friends for 20 years. Next line. But he and I started dating while he was still with her. Man, you a good ass friend.
Isn't she
man,
the best?
Lady. You, man, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep shining. Uh-huh. Keep smiling. Knowing you can always count on me. Yeah, you can count on me. So every time he come over here to talk about you to me, I make him some coffee, sit him down and cuddle with him and just listen as a good friend should. Now, you know, we done started dating now because one time we was cuddling, he cut me.
He did what? All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two.
He just, once he cut me, I was just like, oh.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my fiance and his girlfriend. We'll get back into it right after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter because it put a smile on your face. Let's go.
Yeah, because, you know, I need some BS right now. Because, you know, the election got on my damn nerves. You know, this story is my fiance and his girlfriend. This lady's engaged to a man that used to date one of her friends. And they got history because they have, she say they got history in a lot of ways because they got property together and they got a son together. Well, damn. That's pretty much, you can't get a property somewhere to stay and you got a baby together. Yeah, yeah, y'all tied together. That's pretty much, that's what a family is. People that have kids together and stay together in the same house. Anyway, he told me he couldn't see himself marrying her and he wanted to be with me. I would always tell him, you crossing the line by talking to her about me because I've been her friend for 20 years. Yeah, that should have ended the letter. But the next line says, but he and I started dating while he was still with her. Now, here go the good one right here. She would complain about him not having sex with her anymore, and she said he was very distant. Oh, because he was over there packing it up with the friends. See, that's what that was. You ain't understand that? Yeah, he distant. Hard to act like he love you when y'all sitting around together watching TV, all y'all. And he over there, he just getting out there free, just getting out there. Yeah, they just ripping it. I would tell her you should let him go because it's clear that he don't want you.
Wow.
Ain't that what, you know, ladies, if you had a friend like that who was sleeping with your man and causing y'all to be distanced and not have sex no more, and then she would actually come to you and go, you ought to just let him go because it's clear that he don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
She would say that. And then she would say, it's just not that simple. And you was thinking, well, hell, how much more simpler can it be? I know you need to leave work. I know why he dissing, because he's sleeping with me.
Mm-hmm.
He says the same thing. He says he's not having sex with her or doing anything with her to make her think he still loves her. But he's staying at the house for his son. Ooh, ain't that the line? How many times have you heard that line? I am staying at the house for the kids. He and I dated for a year before he asked me to marry him. I met his entire family and they love me. He spends the night at my house often and we making plans to start over in the new city. Well, that's good. You know you got to get out that city. You already know why. You got to get out that city because she know where you stay, he stay. You ain't going to get a night's sleep. After we get married, he is still waiting for the right time to tell his girlfriend that he's with me. Wait a minute. He done proposed to you, and he ain't told the other girl. He waiting on the right time. Girl, you stupid.
When is the right time?
It ain't none.
Right.
It ain't none. See, let me tell you something. He done fed you a whole heap of mess. Cause he ain't left this girl. And if he telling you he trying to find the right time to tell her, is because he's actually considering her feelings more than yours. He's still waiting for the right time to tell his girlfriend he's with me. I told him we should tell her as a couple and we should do it after the holidays. That's the funniest line in that'll be. Let's not mess up Christmas now. Wait a minute. So January, after New Year's, we going to go in there and tell her as a couple.
As a couple.
She going to stab both of y'all.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you right now. You, I don't know how you think this is going to go. I feel like she will end up hating me because she can't. This was disturbing. I feel like she would end up hating me, but she can't because I didn't take her man.
What?
He pursued me. Really?
Yeah.
You think, I've never heard a woman use that one before. So when you do all this, can you film this and send this in as a part two to this strawberry lady? My pastor told me that there are no rules when two soulmates meet. You need to change churches.
Leave that church, yep.
You need to change churches. Your pastor told you there are no rules when two soulmates meet. Have you ever heard that before, Shirley? Have you ever heard that?
Not from
Carla,
pastor.
Have you ever heard that?
Like, all is fair in love and war. All is fair in love and war.
My pastor told me there are no rules when two soulmates meet. You ever heard that?
No.
No rules? No.
Yeah, Junior, you ever heard that?
I've said it to Keep Boy.
That's where you got it from. Yeah, see, the reason that don't fly is because it has sin in it. And what I've learned from Bishop Kenneth Ohm, a good friend of mine, was God's voice has no sin in it. Your pastor told you there are no rules, which means you can do anything you want to do. Now, where that's at in the Bible? You need to change churches. People say your relationship won't last. Do you think I'm making a big mistake if I stay with this man? If you have a question, why you think you have a question? You don't even have a man yet. He's still with that lady and that boy over there in that house. He ain't told nobody nothing yet.
She knows this is wrong.
All right. You got to change churches, though. That's nothing.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.